You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, Louis.
Yeah, cheers.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. It is nice to hear you. Shake my fist at technology.
Oh, lovely to hear you too. So clear.
So crisp. We love it. Hey, you're speaking to us from Brisbane. And for those who don't know, you are one third of the Goonsacks, who have been putting out fantastic singles, two so far, In the Stone and Psychic, ahead of your new record, Mirror 2. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. It's, yeah, pretty surreal that it's coming out in, I think it's 9 days now.
Wow.
Yeah, but I'm feeling good about it.
This is the third...
I haven't felt with a record before, maybe.
You've always felt a bit nervous, have you, putting them out?
A little bit. I think our first record kind of felt really surreal, and then the second one, I didn't really want it to come out by the time that it was coming out, and this time I just kind of feel, I don't know, relatively happy about it. It's nice.
That's pretty a pretty nice feeling as a musician, and also you know, you guys are no newbies. You've made, well, this will be your third full record, and the first two we played a lot of here at BFM, and
thanks.
We're very excited about this new one. I'm particularly excited to hear about John Parrish being the producer on this album. That must have been a pretty special experience.
Yeah, no, it was. He's an amazing person to get to work with. He was fantastic.
Did you head over pre-pandemic to Bristol and record? Is that the timeline?
Yeah. We were so lucky. We got, I think we went to Bristol in like mid-January of 2020 and then got back just about a week before lockdown started here.
Wow.
And the dates at the time were quite flexible. So that, like, it wasn't, you know, it was on the cards at one point that we might have done it 2 or 3 weeks later, in which case we either couldn't have gone over at all or we would have been maybe stuck in Bristol for a year and a half. I don't know.
In John Parrish's back room, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lovely house and a beautiful family. I would have felt pretty comfortable there. Yeah.
So I guess one of the things that that we were all chatting about when we were listening to these new singles is there's quite a like a change in the tone of this record. It's still got the true kind of confessional lyrics, but there's a kind of a goth glamour element going on. What was the, I guess, influences going on there, Louis?
I think we just got really into the idea of there not being like a linear or singular truth to the songs, but then being maybe a little bit more of a something broader that captured a moment or a period of time, but not trying to kind of bring something across quite so literally all the time, but create more of a space that maybe you could exist in and not, I don't know, be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but switch perspectives between people constantly.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But it just became a lot more fun. I think that's kind of what we were all reading and maybe what we were all listening to kind of influenced that over time. That happened pretty early on in the process.
It's quite a collaborative way you work as a band. You write a lot of the songs, but you're not the only songwriter. It sounds like you all have a hand in it. How does a Goonsacks record come together? How do you guys go about picking tracks, writing tracks, bringing them to each other?
I mean, we all write pretty separately to begin with. We all write a song almost entirely ourselves, but I think, I don't know, we bring it into the room and sort of jam on it together, and it kind of falls together based on whatever instrument we decide to pick up, you know. I think that's part of what continues to make it fun for us, is that we all will just pick up whatever instrument we're interested in or whatever instrument feels necessary to the song that someone's showing us in that moment. And I think that's really essential to the band.
And you've been working together for a long time, since you were in high school, in fact, so you must have quite a good shorthand for communicating with each other now. Do you feel like taking your music on tours and you know, playing it to other audiences outside of like your hometown of Brisbane has helped shape the way you have created stuff together as a group?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I realised that we started writing this record back in 2017, really, and we were kind of, I know a lot of the material was reacting to what we were playing on our 2018 tour of our last record, We're Not Talking. There were songs that we wanted to kind of slot in next to those songs when we were touring that record. And I think we ended up scrapping a whole lot of those even because they felt reactionary. They were live songs that kind of offset We're Not Talking. And then we kind of wanted to write songs that existed entirely in their own right.
Right.
And sort of sat separately from anything else we'd done. But at the same time, I think touring obviously so much has influenced the way we play together, and I think it's still changing all the time, which is again why we keep doing it at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And how have you found the pandemic time? It's pretty unavoidable as a context for musicians, and especially when you're putting out records. This was recorded pre-pandemic, but do you feel different about the process of making music and performing music given the last 12 months, 18 months that we've all gone through?
Yeah, I do. I think I really realised that when we played. We played two shows in the last, since the pandemic. And I realised, I felt so differently about it then to how I ever had before when we did those shows. It's also made me realise that I find it very difficult to create music with people when I'm not in the same place.
Mm.
And all the things about making music that are kind of just about being together that go unsaid, that you don't really realise are a part of what you're doing creatively. I'm not someone who's very good at sending files.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I do. It's interesting chatting to people about how they've, managed creating stuff across the pandemic times. And some people, it's been really an interesting new process. And for a lot of people, it's felt like quite a hurdle to overcome. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about, the content of this record, because you've got these incredible videos that you've made that sort of extend the world, this kind of glamorous, dark, shimmery world that you've created.
Oh, thank you.
How did you come up with that visual element, and who have you been working with on that sort of side of things?
We were storyboarding visual elements even before we went and recorded. Me and Riley both had, books and interests and shit that we'd send each other things on all the time. So I think we were, it was always something we talked about almost as much as the music, really, at the beginning. And then, we were originally going to go over and do a bunch of videos in America, but then when that, I think that would have been last April, May, and when that fell through, we kind of started hooking up with directors over Zoom and kind of put together a small team here of, friends and cinematographers and stuff that we knew. So it was kind of just us collaborating with all these directors that we got to work with over Zoom, which was, kind of got less weird every time we did it. Became a part of the process that we had someone there on a laptop talking out of a UE boom and we're waving at them through a little camera.
It seems to have, created some pretty amazing art despite all of the weirdness of technology that we're all kind of getting used to now. I also really feel like that does come through, that the visual element has helped inform the audio element, because it does feel like a world you've created with this new record. The last albums have been worlds in a different way, as you were saying, they're more confessional, they're a little bit more straightforward's not the right word, but you can kind of understand the narrative more easily, whereas this has this fantasy element, this kind of otherworldliness going on. If you were trying to sort of describe it to someone cold coming into it, how would you put Mirror 2 into words, Louis?
I remember making, I wish I had them in front of me now in my old diary, having so many lists of words that we were using. I know that we were talking about it being dark and wet and velvety, then it was black and red and green and white. Those would be words I'd definitely use. Shimmery and familiar, but also haunted, with an element. We're always trying to create a contrast between something that felt familiar and comfortable and something that felt sort of fundamentally wrong and unknown and potentially scary. I think that was a really important idea,
Yeah, totally. Hey, Louis, thank you so much. Carry on. I want to hear that.
I was just going to say, I think watching Picnic at Hanging Rock and, Sunset Boulevard and stuff together, which, again, are, visual references.
Things
where we were, that sense of something that you, know very intimately coming and scaring you in a way.
That Australian Antipodean Gothic kind of finding its way in somewhere.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, Louis, it's been a real pleasure to chat to you. I'm so looking forward to hearing the rest of the record when it's out next week, July the 9th. That is just around the corner now. Produced by John Parrish.
Crazy.
and created by the Goonsacks. And you're all going to be heading over to the UK and doing some touring soon, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Riley's already over there and Jim and I are probably jumping over next week.
Awesome. Well, good luck. Best of luck. And we will hopefully see you here in New Zealand in the not too distant future as well. Last time was 2018 for the Others Way Festival, and fond memories of that gig.
Yeah, no, it was really, really fun. I loved that. Well, I wish we'd gotten to go to more than just Auckland, but Auckland was, I mean, that was a fantastic show. Loved it.
Well, next time maybe you'll get to do a bit of a tour. Hey, thanks, Louis. Have a lovely rest of your morning, and good luck with the rest of the album. See you soon.
Thanks so much for having me on the show. Take care.
Ka kite.
Bye.
This is Psychic by the Goonsacks. The Mint second single from that record, Mirror 2, which is out via Chapter Music in New Zealand and Australia next Friday, and Matador Records for the rest of the world. Thank you very much to Louis for speaking with us this morning.
Decision to make.
was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.